Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. I love that, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. And yeah, this is the deal. What would your life be like if you knew you couldn't fail? You know, what would you think about doing? What would you put into action? What kind of risks would you take? Would you lead from your heart or would you lead from your mind? I love that. And you know, I got to tell you, I have been criticized upside down and sideways for that question. There are some people that think I should change the question. Instead of saying, what would you do if you could not fail? Maybe I should have said something more positive and not use the F word. Well, let me just tell you, the reason that I do that is because the way that my life has rolled itself out, it has taken that word failure and turned it into fantastic. That is the case with my very special guest today, because one of the things we're going to talk about right up front before we get into eating healthy through the holidays and getting back into shape and detoxing, I want you to meet Dr. Ronnie DeLuz up close and personal, because she and I were talking earlier in the year about our journeys together, what we learned, why we say yes to do the things we do. And I want to take all of you on a journey. The journey that says, this is a woman, Dr. Ronnie DeLuz is a woman that not only has an amazing best-selling book, that has been the counselor, the coach for some of the top, most amazing people that you know. If we mentioned their names, you'd say, I know that person. But more importantly, she is dedicated to each and every one of us. You know, it's not whether you are wanting or willing to change, but the question then becomes, do you even know where to begin? That's what Dr. Ronnie and I have come to know that we didn't know a lot of things. Dr. Ronnie, it is great to have you on the show. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Hello, how are you? It's the holiday time, and I have so much to say, and I have so much heart for your work. I really appreciate what you do. You have no idea how many people you help just by listening to all the things you have to say about spirituality and health. You know, I'm so passionate about this work, because you know, you're right. We were sick, and who saved our lives? We saved our lives. We are the persons, the only person that can save your life is you. But you have all the tools out there. You know, I've had some tools out there. You've had tools out there. But ultimately, we are a self-health advocate. We're living in a very sick, diseased nation. Over 25 million Americans are critically ill. There's over 300,000 doctors trying to cure them. There is a 50% failure rate. Did you know that? There's something wrong. So what we have to do is we have to empower those around us, and we have to educate people, and we have to say, come on, health is your right. It's your birthright. And it's not that I'm going to tell you that it's difficult. It's not. But you have to have self-perseverance. You have to have self-love. You have to be able to love yourself to the point where you have to go out there each and every day and you have to ask yourself, why am I poisoning myself with this? And if you don't know that you are, I'm here to tell you that most of the things that people put in their body is toxic. Mm. I don't like saying it. I don't want to say that, but it's the reality today. The purity and the impurity of our body controls how we feel. We want to feel energetic. We want to feel alive, happy, and healthy. But yet, we don't ask ourselves why we're feeling depressed, tired, why we're having panic attacks. Because we're a very sick nation. And I think that we have a lot of work, but we can do it. And we have to start with baby steps. Because remember, when I was in school many, many years ago, they used to tell us, you know, the upside-down triangle. Now they're telling us, you know what, let's reverse that. So things keep changing, and people are confused. But I want to talk a lot about how to help the general population for the holidays. Do you know that every year you're going to gain 20 pounds? There's a huge population out there that gain between 15 and 20 pounds. Do you know when they start? They start around Halloween. And they start with the candy, then it's Thanksgiving, they start with the sweet potato pies and the potato salad and the stuffing, then there's Christmas, and they start with the ham and the pound cake and the macaroni and cheese, then there's New Year's, and then they want to do the toast thing, and then there's the Super Bowl, then there's the Valentine's. You know, there's just way too much going on between Halloween and Valentine's Day, and boop, 20 pounds, just like that.
Well, you know, this is part of the conversation. Remember when I was talking and introducing you, and I want to have people understand who you are. So I want to take a minute and have you talk to folks about your journey and about how you got here. Because, you know, we need to, we need to have a platform right now that says this is Dr. Ronnie. This is what she does. This is what she stands for. Because I'm serious about this, Dr. Ronnie. I mean, I didn't know what I didn't know. I knew I was sick. I knew I was putting drugs in my body that I thought were going to give me a cure. I didn't understand that those drugs were not good for me anymore. All of the above. Let's give an introduction to who Dr. Ronnie is and how Dr. Ronnie got to be Dr. Ronnie here real quick.
20 years ago, I didn't know I was sick. I was in California running a business, a high-pressured business. All of a sudden, I started getting brain fog. I couldn't think anymore. I had pain from head to toe. Literally, my eyeballs hurt. I mean, I was in bed for over a year. Finally, I kept going to doctor after doctor after doctor. By the third year, I was on about 7 or 8 prescription drugs. It got to the point where my friend came over and said, snap out of it. And I'm thinking, snap out of what? And it was so painful for me to realize that I was so sick. And, you know, see, what happens, Dr. Pat, is some people are so sick, but they don't realize how sick they are. And no one's helping them. So they get to the point where they lose their motivation to get well. They lose their energy and their focus to get well, so they stay in that vicious circle of being sick until the point where you take one drug after another drug, you chase that symptom control, and you think that the drugs are curing you, but what they are is they're masking the symptoms. So I did that for a few years. And now, how painful is that? I was a medical professional. My colleagues were nurses and doctors. And they couldn't help me because I didn't have something that they can see and visually see. I had a condition that took many, many years to diagnose. And when I look back at it, now we know what fibromyalgia is and chronic fatigue syndrome and pesticide poisoning. We know what that looks like. But 20 years ago, it was very difficult to control a lot of those symptoms. They would say was all in your head. So I've come a long journey, and that's why I have a lot of clients that follow me that have fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome, because there's so many symptoms that come with that condition. And just like today, we've got this new one, Lyme's disease. There's so many symptoms that come with conditions like that, that the person that has the condition get all confused, because they can have like 15 to 20, you know it, 15 or 20 different symptoms. You don't know what to treat first.
Oh.
The doctors don't know what to treat first.
Oh, no. Yeah, and you know what? You will get every test in the book that has to do with your immune system, and they're going to put you in a bucket. It's going to be one of the buckets. It's going to be fibromyalgia, MS, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis. And that's the bucket that you want to be crawling yourself out of.
Right.
Because it is by asking the questions, and the questions about, you know, health and wellness that you're talking about right here, because you and I didn't get well by listening to people without questioning, did we?
That's right. And see, and if you looked like I look when I was sick, I would take hours, like 3 hours, because I was running a business. I have a lot of pride. 3 hours to get dressed. And to make myself look presentable, I would walk into a doctor's office and they would go, "Say, see, it's all in her head." So you had to actually be bleeding, or you had to look sick, or you had to be comatose for them to really pay a lot of attention to you back then, because you just fell in that bucket of where they just couldn't help you. So I've come a long way. And when I look back at where I was 15 to 20 years ago, oh, I can't say 15 anymore. Let's say 20, 25
yeah.
years ago. Got to stop saying 15 now. My kids are grown. But, you know, when you look back there and you say, now, look at me today. I shouldn't be right here. I was on so many prescription drugs, and being a medical profession, I used to be shameful. I couldn't even say that out of my mouth. Now I'm here to tell you that there are so many people like me that I can actually help. And I tell people, look, let's start with the cellular level. Let's start with cellular nutrition. Let's clean up the body one by one. I don't care if it takes us a year to get off those drugs, but we've got to take some time to look at what you're taking and to ask yourself the number one question, is it helping? Is it helping you, or is it masking your symptoms? Once you start educating people about toxicity and how they feel, because we're not supposed to wake up and feel depressed, tired, and have panic attacks. That's not how we're supposed to feel. But so many people forget how they're supposed to feel. They no longer feel that alive and happy, energetic feeling. So they get up every single day, reach for their medication that's on their bedside table, and they're living in this land of, like, a zombie. And these are the people sometimes that are taking care of us. Because I can tell you some stories about the hospital, and I won't do that today. But, you know, I can tell you there's a lot of people that work in the hospital that take care of patients that are very, very sick and taking a lot of medication. And if you're sick, you won't notice that. But if you're a well person and you have wellness in life in your system, you can tell when someone's not well. Can't you just look at someone's face sometimes and see that their eyes are not bright? Can't you look and see that their skin's not alive, and that you can see that they're just barely being able to speak the words that they're speaking, and their shoulders are hunched over, and their bellies are popped, and they can barely walk up a flight of steps, but yet they're only in their 40s? That's not supposed to happen. So what you do is you just look at someone like that and you ask them, the first thing I want you to tell me is what you eat. What do you eat every single day? Because if you eat dead food, you're going to feel dead. If you eat food that's alive, you're going to feel alive. So let's start with cellular nutrition. Cellular nutrition is supposed to make you feel alive. Those are foods that occur in nature. Foods that we're supposed to feel alive with, natural foods that don't have chemicals, preservatives, foods that are not dead, that are not processed. So we have to educate people. You want to feel alive? Let's eat live foods. Fresh fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds, omega fats, omega-3s, protein drinks, and foods that are not processed. Because I told people, the SAD diet. We know what the SAD diet is. You know, the standard American diet is too much salt, too much sugar, too much fat, too many carbs, caffeine every day, preservatives, and overcooked. So you take all that and you eat that every day and you want to wake up the next day and feel alive, it's totally impossible. If you eat that day in and day out, because there's not enough nutrition in our food today to be able to take on a diet like that. You know, when I told you in 1955, and I like to use that number, tell you later, but
yeah,
one cup of vegetables, you take one cup of collard greens or one cup of spinach. Today, to get the same amount of nutrition in 1955, today you've got to have 8 cups Now, that's pretty sad, and you have to ask yourself why. It's a lot of things. Our food is overprocessed. The soil is not as rich as it used to be. And on top of that, our soil's not being as rich as it used to be. We're living in a society where the number three over-the-counter prescription drug is for your colon. So now we're not even digesting food correctly. And so on top of that, we need digestive enzymes. And then our colon is having a lot of problems. And now we need probiotics. And so people are confused. They really don't know what to eat because just about everything they eat bothers their stomachs today. The other over-the-counter drug is for acid. We're full of acid. And so even kids are taking that Nexium. I couldn't believe my daughter's girlfriend was on Nexium. She's only 23 years old. She said everything she eats creates acid in her stomach. And I asked her what she ate, and everything was like carbs and fats and no greens. She said she hates vegetables. So, you know, I told her, okay, so that's acid food that you're eating. You're taking a capsule that prevents you from having that acid. I said, what you have to do is you have to alkalize your body by giving your body lots of greens. So she says the worst thing that she hates to do is eat vegetables. And I says, okay, there you are. So you're going to keep eating acid foods. But, you know, to teach our kids this at that age is almost a losing battle because they have to start young. The parents have to start young right now when they're in elementary school because that's when they're listening to you. They're not listening to you at 23. And so the teachers today have to be educated on what cellular nutrition is and what live foods is and how to teach the kids to eat that as opposed to going home and asking for Diet Coke and potato chips.
Well, let's start with the conversation of sugar. You know, I want to start with the conversation of sugar because, you know, we started talking about the holidays and food that we put in. But I think that you and I need to have a very big conversation about sugar for a lot of reasons because, you know, as you pointed out, it starts around when? Halloween. What right. is it that we do Halloween? Well, we don't sit down and eat an extra slab of meat. That's not what we're eating. We're eating things that increase our sugar, and sugar warrants more sugar. It's like salt. But let's talk about sugar for a minute because this is seriously important, you know, in a lot of what we do. There is controversy around sugar regarding cancer, you know, but there are now new studies that talk about the different sugars, glucose versus fructose and fructose. And so all of those commercials on TV that are saying, you know, what is it? High fructose corn syrup is okay for you. This is insanity what we're doing here, Dr. Ronnie.
No, it makes me so upset, the commercials. You know, that it makes my job harder. and I think that, you know, sugar is sugar is sugar, okay? There's better sugar, there's healthier sugar, you know, than the other sugar, but it's still sugar. I can give you 100 reasons why sugar is ruining the health of the American people. Not only does it suppresses your immune system, but it upsets your mineral relationships in your body. It causes hyperactivity. Come on. It causes anxiety. While we're sitting here talking about this, they're making drugs to give our kids in the school because we give them too much sugar. Instead of teaching our kids not to eat sugar, they're creating drugs for the sugar eating. It's crazy. It causes a loss of tissue elasticity in your body. It leads to chromium deficiency. We need chromium because chromium is what keeps our appetite down. It causes us to have a bigger appetite. Yes, it does. It causes cancer. It causes that insulin resistance that leads to an increase in your glucose level that can lead you down the road to diabetes. It causes copper deficiency. I mean, the list is huge of what sugar causes. But I think for the most part, when they say that we need healthy sugar, they're not explaining why. They should say that we need natural carbohydrates that our body can process. And, you know, berries. I mean, berries is a nice fruit that keeps the sugar levels, that doesn't raise so high. It's that glycemic index that happens when we have a lot of sugar. But I think when they tell us that high fructose corn syrup is not bad for you is very misleading to the American people, because what it says is that, well, maybe all the nutritionists and the naturopaths don't know what they're talking about. You know, let's eat more of it. And I think that, you know, for the most part, if we look at our country today and we look at the obesity rate, and we know it's over 60% now, and that's almost everyone's overweight. And so you have to say, well, it's the sugar, because when you do the research and you look at the society, you know, over 100 years ago, the one thing that has increased in our country, and that has been sugar. So sugar is a major cause for a lot of things.
Well, let's just make one comment for everybody listening to the show. You know, this is what I wanted to say to support what Dr. Ronnie knows and what Dr. Ronnie's presenting. For those of you out there that are seriously thinking these two don't know what the heck they're talking about, let me give you this information. U.S. consumption of high fructose corn syrup went up. You already write this down. 1,000% between 1970 and 1990. That is from the research reported in 2004. So they haven't even figured out what the heck we've done since 1990. Now, let me fast forward, Dr. Ronnie, and let's just put all of the naysayers to rest here. You know, Dr. Anthony Haney of UCLA's Johnson Cancer Center and his colleagues, in an incredible study published in the Journal of Cancer Research, says very clearly, and Dr. Ronnie, this is where we're going to talk about healthy food, says his team found that not all sugar is sugar. And the industry has argued that sugar is sugar. Here's the deal. They grew pancreatic cancer cells in a lab dish and fed them both glucose and fructose. Okay, everybody, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure this out. Tumor cells thrived on sugar, but they used the fructose to proliferate. Importantly, fructose and glucose metabolism are quite different. So fructose proliferated the growth of these cancer cells. Now, here is a study in 2010, finally, that comes out about this, and yet we still don't have any warnings about sugar on anything.
I know. You know, what are we waiting for? We already see that most of the chronic diseases have increased. We've already seen that over half of the population is overweight and obese. I don't know what we're waiting for, because it is obvious that there's something seriously wrong. And for them to not be responsible enough to get on and tell the truth and to start some massive and aggressive education, it's almost criminal. And, you know, it's just that it alarms me, and it alarms so many of us that it makes our job tougher, because we would like to be able to help by telling people the truth. And the truth of the matter is that sugar creates over 100 different diseases. And do the research. I mean, there's so much research out there. And I think that basically if we just educate people on that alone and talk about what they can do to avoid that, and that's what I'm going to do before the night's over with, is tell people how they can avoid massive dosages of sugar.
Let's do it.
Yeah, because the thing of it is that when we talk about what happens between Halloween and February, we have actually, if you look at TV, and, you know, it makes me upset when I see things on TV like, okay, chocolate's good. Okay, everybody, go out and buy all your chocolate. You know, they do that around February. They're saying candy's good, you know, and then they start saying, okay, wine's good. It has antioxidants in it. Everybody go out and buy your wine. I mean, I just think that TV does such a disjustice to our society, because people just don't go out and get a little piece of chocolate. They get boxes of chocolate. They don't just have an ounce of wine. They drink it from New Year's all the way past February. So I think that if we show people that there's nothing wrong with small dosages of stuff, but when you start in October and end in February, you really got to start taking a look at what you're doing, because that's almost half the year. And so what you're saying is that half the year you're going to beat your immune system up. You're going to cause a lot of changes internally in your body for all that long. And then what, you're going to start a health regime in February or March? So you've already missed the odds for being healthy. And so what I like to do is to show people within those months how to be healthy. And the way you do that is you start by focusing on some type of schedule. Like you say, for an example, when I'm, because let's talk about what happens first, why people
okay.
do this. First, what happens is that it's holiday time, and so holiday time is very food-focused. We know that. And then for many people, it's a very stressful time, and, you know, and then what creates those two things is emotional eating. And then you emotionally eat, and then you get more stressed, and then you get more exhausted. So you're in that vicious cycle not knowing what to do. So what you say to yourself is, okay, I'm going to have fun, and then after it's all over, then I'm going to get on a healthy regime. But you've already lost the battle because you're 15, 20 pounds heavier than last year. And so now you're frustrated with yourself because you realize that you can't really win now. It's too much of it. So if you start right around Thanksgiving or right before that with a healthy mindset, the first thing you have to do is you have to increase your water intake. Do you know we live in a society of dehydrated people? And I always tell people to drink water. I'm constantly telling people to drink water because water lubricates you so that you're not always hungry. Because most of the time you think you're hungry, but you're dehydrated. So the other thing that I want people to do is, like, have what's called mini meals. Skipping meals do not work. Starving yourself all day and going home at night having one big meal and catching up does not work. Your body cannot process and digest. So what it does is it only processes and digests a little bit of that food, and it takes the rest and turns it to fat. And then you go to bed, you wake up the next day, you're another pound. The other thing you want to do is you want to have every 2 to 3 hours those snacks, mini snacks. Now, mini snacks are not hard because you know that I believe that you should have whole foods, and whole foods are basically foods that occur in nature. Like you can have some veggie sticks. I know people are saying, I don't want veggie sticks. Okay, then why don't you freeze some berries? You can have like pita chips with hummus. You can have, and don't forget a green juice. You got to have a green juice or a vegetable juice, one of those. If you start on the odd hours or the even hours, 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, you always have to make sure that every 2 hours you give your body something to chew on or to drink. Doesn't matter. That will keep your metabolism running all day long and keeping your metabolism at an even keel. And you can possibly not only maintain your weight, but you might even be surprised and lose weight during the holidays. And I'm not saying avoid your favorite foods, because on the, maybe at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, if you miss your sweet potato pie, then have a piece of sweet potato pie. But then 2 hours later, have yourself a green drink. And then 2 hours later, if you miss whatever people miss, maybe you miss your macaroni, okay? You have
exactly.
that at 6 o'clock. And then maybe at 8 o'clock, you want to have like a piece of turkey. But whatever it is, you always have to make sure that you stick to the principles. And the principles are, give yourself small dosages of the foods you like. Have 50% of those foods healthy. You know, I'm not going to say 100% because then people are going to feel deprived. You don't want to feel deprived. So, but at least you're saying to yourself, I've increased my water. I put green juice in my life. I'm 50% of my holidays is 50% of the foods are healthier, and that's more than I did last year. And I think that you will feel much better about yourself. One of my friends said to me, you know what I've done? I've decreased a lot of my animal proteins, and I have a protein drink every single morning now. And she said, would you believe that now I'm not hungry? She said, what I used to have in the mornings, I used to have toast and eggs and bacon and jelly and bagels and stuff like that. So she says, so now I'm not hungry. She says, but 2 hours later, I'll make sure I have a nice salad. So just changing just one or two things in your life, you will feel a big, huge difference in the way you feel, because your body will metabolize and digest the food in a proficient way. It will be at the point where you don't feel that heavy stomach around 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And so you're not as hungry at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And guess what? You still have energy because you don't have that big, huge meal sitting on your stomach from dinner or from lunch because you've been processing and digesting along the way. And then I always tell people to be very, very careful about mistaking diet foods from health foods. Not all diet foods are healthy. And I'll give you one example, rice cakes. People say,
yeah, let's talk about
rice
that.
Cakes. You know, rice cakes is a high sugar food. I mean, you know, it raises your glycemic index way up. It's almost like drinking the orange juice. And I don't have anything against orange juice, but it's sugar, okay? So if you're trying to decrease your sugar, rice cakes is not one of those great foods that we all used to think it is. I'd rather you just have some carrot sticks or have, you know, celery and put, this is a really great food. I've been doing this lately because I like the crunch. I put cashew butter on my celery sticks now because, you know, celery is one of those foods that you can crunch and it has some sodium in it. And all you people that like potato chips, I mean, start eating celery sticks. And then if you like something rich, because cashew butter is very rich in omega-3s, it's a really great snack food. Now, if the other thing I always tell people, they say, well, where are we going to get all these snacks? You got to make your life a little bit more organized by the night before you go to bed, having your refrigerator little baggies. So fix a lot of little baggies of snacks and just go in your refrigerator in the morning, put it in your bag for the day. And every 2 hours, you just reach in your bag and you just take something out and snack on it. You will create such a big, huge energy in your life if you start doing that. Because I think so many people look forward to that big lunch or that big dinner, and then they sit down and they eat too much, and their body can't possibly digest it all, and you get extremely tired in the afternoon when you do that. But I find that green foods and juices give me a lot of energy, and at least once a day I will try to drink a juice because it gives me all my minerals and my vitamins in one glass. Because you know one glass of vegetable juice or green juice is equivalent to 6 to 8 servings of vegetables, especially if you don't like to eat vegetables. The best thing to do is to have a glass of juice during the day.
Well, and the other part of this is if you are going to indulge, you know, there's such a thing as balance. Let's take a short break. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce is here joining us. When we come back, we're going to tell you all about her retreats. We're going to tell you what she has set up for all of you out there so that you make sure your optimum health is launching you into 2012. And when we're going to come back, we're going to talk to you about, okay, now that we're going through the holidays, what about after the holidays? What should you do? How should you do it? You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce in the house. We'll be right back.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com.
transforming the world one listener at a time.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. It's so great to have Dr. Ronnie DeLuce joining us here today because we're getting ready for the holiday season. And, you know, this is not a conversation about everything that you can't have. You know, there are things you want to pay attention to if your health is not well. And I will tell you that there are millions of people walking around like that. You know if you wake up the morning and you're in pain, you might want to ask yourselves, what did I eat yesterday or the day before? But today, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce not only is committed to helping all of us understand that we can take back our health, but even through the holiday season, we can enjoy the holiday season, and we know how to do something after holiday season to get back in balance. Dr. Ronnie, let's take a minute to give out your website, and let's mention to everyone out there your retreat center and what you've created, and then we'll kick right into what happens if you're eating too much of that sweet potato pie.
You're going to talk about my sweet potato pie. Okay. You know, over the holidays, you know, you don't want to beat yourself up. Let me tell you about the retreat. You know, the retreat center, I've run it for many, many years. It's something that reminds me every day of where I've been and where I am now. And it's something that I'll probably always do. I get people from all over the country. Well, you know, all over the world now. I don't know. These people are coming from out of the country now. So, and they come to the retreat to not only rejuvenate and de-stress, but we get some chronic illnesses now. And, of course, we get some celebrities that are interested in maintaining their good looks and their health and their weight. But in addition to that, we get a lot of chronic illness. And I enjoy the retreat because it allows me to be able to do the work and to be able to take my work and deliver it to masses out there by doing print, radio, and TV. But it all starts there at the retreat. And basically what we do there is the first basic protocol for everyone is to clean up, is to detox their organs. And people misunderstand and think we do a juice diet or a juice program. We don't. We drink juice. Yes, we do, but it's not a juicing program. It's a detoxification at every organ, your kidneys, your colon, your adrenals, your lymphatic system. And then we teach people how to go back into the real world on a healthy nutritional program. In addition to that, we will customize someone's program or someone's chronic illness, depending on what that is. Everyone has a different maintenance program while they're at the retreat. So it's very quaint and small so that we're able to give them and deliver all of the aspects of their condition. And that's why we keep it so quaint, because it's very comprehensive work. In addition to that, because I need to be out there in the world helping many people, so this is new, starting destination retreats around the country. where I go to different places and I stay there for 5 days. That's more of a educational type of seminar, but also it's a retreat in its own right because we're able to detox and cleanse and educate people about nutrition in a spa-like destination type of environment. So it can be a vacation. It could be a relaxing, educational type of health vacation or retreat. And last but not least, I think what I've been doing that's been very new is I'm doing some webinar work, and I'm reaching out by doing webinars with our newsletter. We've got a brand new newsletter. So we're trying to reach everyone, and so we've got different aspects now of our program where we can reach different clientele around the country.
Excellent.
But the most important thing for me is always being on radio and print, because I think I'm able to speak in a very real way, and that means that when I do TV, I get 10 minutes if I'm lucky, maybe 7, and they're counting. And I'm not able to really educate people in a way that I want to.
Right.
But my website is MV for Martha's Vineyard, holisticretreat.com. And then, of course, we have the New York Times best-selling book, which is 21 Pounds in 21 Days, the Martha's Vineyard Diet Detox, and that website is mvdietdetox.com. You can actually go on that website and order the book and order your kit and detox at home. Forgot about that aspect. You can do this program at home if you're trying to lose some weight and just clean out. So after the holidays, go and grab your book, grab your kit, and detox. And then you don't feel so bad in February.
Exactly.
But you should start in January.
Yeah, I mean, don't wait to February, anybody. That's one of those things where, you know, those 10 pounds that you put on, by the time February comes, you're thinking it looks pretty good. It doesn't.
Right. You are. Or you say, oh, it's too late. I'll wait till next year.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. But let's talk about this idea of balance over the holiday. Because, you know, if I'm going to eat a celery stick, I want to know that's because I ate some of Grandma's deep dish apple pie, Dr. Ronnie.
You know, and I don't want people to think that they can't have fun over the holidays. I'm going to have fun. I love sweet potato pie, you know. My mother is the best, I think. But I haven't tried everyone, but I have tried a lot of sweet potato pies. And, you know, it's a healthy balance, you know. Just because I love my mother's sweet potato pie doesn't mean I have to eat the whole pie. And so the other thing is that, you know, and people should, and I'm really serious about the water because the water does help a lot. But I think that in addition to that, if you are going to indulge in some of these things and you're going to have a glass of wine and all of that, I think that in between you should drink water, number one. And also, if you feel that you have this big log right there on your stomach, well, chances are you do. So that means you need digestive enzymes. And by all means, if you feel that big, heavy log on your stomach, You must eliminate every single day. If you don't and you continue eating like that, you are going to be sick. And you are going to be toxic, and you're going to have dark circles on your eyes, and you're going to have that overwhelming stress look with tired bags and stuff. So you got to make sure that if you're going to eat like that, you have to eliminate, increase your water, take walks, increase your exercise, because you do know the more you eat, the less you're going to feel like exercising. So don't forget to exercise if you're going to eat like that over the holidays. And the last thing I'm going to tell you that you should do, and I'm not giving out a lot of things to do because I don't want to take away your fun, but have a juice. Have a green, because one green drink will remove the acid from your body. You'll be surprised the feeling you get from just one green juice a day. In addition to whatever else you're doing, that one green juice will help you to detox some of the toxic stuff that you've been doing during the day.
Well, I mean, this is part of sort of the formula for, you know, how to go through this in a healthy way, how to make sure we're keeping ourselves in balance. And you know, for those of us that are out there, I mean, we all know what we feel like after eating a whole large pizza and then indulging on some other things. You know, Dr. Ronnie, you've been doing this a really long time. What is your formula for, let's say we go through the holiday, let's say we go through Christmas, and we know we've had a great Christmas. Do you believe in fasting? Do you believe in juicing? What do you believe that would help people the most, going through a day of that? What's your philosophy?
Going through 2 days of detoxing. Now, juicing and detoxing are two different things. Can I give you a typical day of a detox day?
Yes, okay, please.
2 days of this, just 2 days of doing this, and I guarantee you, you will feel so much better. You won't gain as much weight. You might not gain any weight if you just do 2 days of this. Right after Christmas Day, I want you to wake up in the morning. I want you to have an antioxidant drink. Now, an antioxidant drink is just an ounce, but it's full of vitamins and minerals. It's equivalent to 6 to 8 servings of some of the exotic berries in the world. So you can grab that whole kit off of my website. And then 2 hours later, you're going to have a green powder drink. And believe me, it doesn't taste bad. I know people don't like to hear the word green, but, you know, while we're sitting here talking about green juices, all the scientists are making them taste better and better and better. So have a glass of green juice. You just scoop up some powder, you put it in a glass. Now, this is for convenience. You know, of course you can juice green vegetables. But I'm just talking about everyone out there that's on the go, going to a lot of parties, and they need something quick. So you have your green juice. And 2 hours later, you have yourself a nice vegetable dish, maybe just green vegetables. And you just eat your vegetables. Forget about the oil and the vinegar dressing. Just squeeze some lemon or limes on it because I'm trying to get you to detox for 2 days, okay? And in 2 hours after that, I want you to have basically another antioxidant juice, and that's on our kit. And then 2 hours after that, I want you to have soup. Now, this is where it gets difficult. People say, soup, I got to make soup. Well, don't worry about it. Just get your crock pot and throw all your vegetables in the crock pot with some water and spices. Nowadays, the crock pot lasts 8 to 10 hours. I believe I've seen a crock pot where you can turn it on for 12 hours, go to bed, wake up, get dressed, and your vegetables are still cooking and not much water have evaporated. So you'll have a big, huge pot of soup, and you want to scoop the vegetables out, blend it in the blender, and I want you to ask me why, but let me finish. Blend the vegetables in the blender, and you're going to have yourself a nice pureed soup. Now, you also got the water that's still in that pot. And that's broth. Don't throw that broth away. That broth is good. That's where all your vitamins and minerals are. I want you to drink the broth because it's the broth that gives you the minerals. It's the broth that gives you that warm feeling. It's the broth that has all of the minerals that help you to digest the vegetables that you ate. So that's important. We call that pot liquor. I love broth. But, you know, there's going to be times where you have to add some extra spices to your broth. I love cayenne pepper. And
exactly.
I love that Italian seasoning with no salt in it. And I love curry and cumin. And I just love spices. So you want to put a lot of spices in your soup. So, and you end your night with aloe vera juice, whole gel aloe vera. You can get that at any health food store. The aloe vera is not in our kit, but if you need some aloe vera, you can go on my website and give me an email. And see, and what you've done for 2 days is not only did you alkalize your body, you detox your body, you kept feeding your body every 2 hours, so you kept your metabolism going, and then you've lost weight for those 2 days. And that's how I do it. And then, of course, I pay particular attention to my elimination. If I'm feeling really stuffed, I'll have a colonic or, I'll do an enema. But I make sure that I clean out really well because the last thing you want to do is you want to walk around congested and not feeling like you're clean.
Well, let's just talk about one thing in particular, and I want to get back to this. Let's just talk about hydration. You know, for those of you out there that are thinking, okay, I need to start somewhere, let's start with where we started the show. Let's talk about water. Let's talk about lemon in our water. Let's talk about a few alternatives, Dr. Ronnie, for sugar, to sugar. You know, quite controversial, but let's talk about it. You know, there are things out there for those of you that must have sugar in your coffee, that must have sugar in your fruit, whatever that is. There are things in the market now that taste really good. For example, Dr. Ronnie, weigh in on Truvia. I mean, I know it's a form of stevia. It tastes better than stevia. There's Truvia and there's xylitol. Let's talk a little bit about those two. And also, what does lemon do? Does it help?
Yes. Okay, let's talk about water first. You mentioned water.
Yes.
The water is very important to weight loss. You know, water is essential for proper body functioning, believe it or not. Without water, your entire body doesn't function adequately. But it also can help you feel full. And that's why I talk a lot about water, because some people think they're hungry and they're just dehydrated. Water makes up over half of your body weight. So if you always need to be replenished, especially during your exercise, or especially if you have hot flashes, especially during hot weather, you always need to replenish your water, because your water is what you make the electrical system in your body work. And water also, by the way, helps you to decrease your calories. And the research suggests that older people that are over 60 are slightly on the dehydrated side, and that's probably one of the reasons why they have chronic illnesses on the rise. So there's a lot of reasons why we should drink water. We should also drink water prior to eating and not with our food. That's been something that my parents used to always make us drink water with our food, but that's wrong. You drink water before you eat, because if you drink water while you're eating, you're diluting the enzymes from your food. Now, let's talk about stevia. I have this perfect drink that I always make. First of all, stevia is not a sugar. It's a protein. It's a plant base. And it actually, I tell my diabetics to use stevia as opposed to not using stevia. I make them use stevia, because stevia gives you the sweet taste that you are craving and that you want. You want to make vitamin water, and I can show you how to make vitamin water. You just take some stevia and you buy those packages of vitamins at the health food store. They come in all flavors now. They even have them for different chronic things. You'll see vitamin pack for joints. You'll see vitamin pack for arthritis, vitamin pack for energy. Some of them are energy. So you take a pack of that, some stevia, and you mix it with either berries or lemons or lime. And you buy yourself a glass container, a glass pitcher with a top on it. And you make about two of them, and you put them in your refrigerator. You have to make sure it's very visual. Don't reach for a soda or any of that diet stuff. You just go right in, you reach for that. Not only are you hydrating yourself, but it's got vitamins and minerals in it. They also have a lot of mineral packets out there now. So I always keep two or three of those in my refrigerator for the kids. And they don't even think about sodas and juices and things like that anymore. So it's already ingrained in their brains now to go in the refrigerator and get some vitamin water. So that's what you do in addition to drinking water. You just make your water look pretty, and you make your water look very appealing with the lemons floating and the limes floating and the berries floating. How could you not drink that?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Well, and you know, this is what we're talking about. People say, okay, look, it is so hard to get through the holidays. Let's try to make it really easy on you. You know, why don't you substitute a few things? Or if nothing else, why don't you make a commitment to drink more water? Controversial, Dr. Ronnie, but worth mentioning, xylitol. You know, and I know we're coming to a close here, but I think we would be remiss if we didn't talk about xylitol for a minute.
Well, you know, the thing about xylitol, I believe instead of the xylitol for me, I don't want to say anything bad about that, but it's the plant-based natural substances and things that you always want to worry about.
Yeah.
You never want to think anything that's not natural and that has a chemical base. We don't need it. I mean, there's just so many things out there. I wrote this article on the pink, blue, and white packages. There's pink now, there's blue, and I think the last one was yellow.
Yeah.
And they keep coming out with these packages of artificial sugars. And is xylitol better than those? Yes. But is it better than stevia? No. And so we always want to do the best, but sometimes if you can't get to the best, and if you have to do a process of elimination, it's certainly better than the Splendor and the NutraSweet and the saccharin. But it's not better than the stevia. And you'll it's controversial, yes.
Yes, it is controversial, right.
Mm-hmm. But I always everything has to make sense, you know. And for me, I always have to say, you know, the least effective, the more they mess with something, the worse it is.
Mm-hmm.
The more close to nature, that's, you always want to be very close to nature. And I think that when you have a plant, like a stevia plant, and you know, of course, you know, Truvia is not as good as the stevia because they've messed with it. And you always got to remember. And we can't, discourage people by saying, you know, you have to always do this. But eventually your education will always lead you to doing the best and the most natural thing out there. And I try to teach all my diabetics to stick with stevia and that, yes, you're going to find Truvia and you're going to find xylitol. And they even talk a lot about honey and maple syrup and all of those. Well, aren't all of those things natural? Yes, but we're not talking about natural sugar here. We're talking about not having sugar at this point. So it gets a little confusing, but I tell people we don't really need sugar in our lives. We're doing too much sugar. So we shouldn't be having conversations all the time about sugar and what's the best sugar. Let's try no sugar for a while. Let's try no sugar. Let's try stevia. Because diabetes is increasing faster than we can say it. And of course we need healthy carbs and healthy grains. That's where we get our sugar. That's where we get our healthy carbohydrates. Keeps our bloodstream even. Sugar creates such an imbalance. And it creates that high glycemic index, and then we crash. And our bloodstream needs to stay on an even keel. And in order for that to happen, we need to stay away from sugar.
I love it. Dr. Ronnie, thank you so much for joining us here today. It is so great to have you on the show. And thank you so much for doing all that you do. It is through your work that so many people will save their lives. Thank you so much for joining us here today. And give out your website one more time.
MV for Martha's Vineyard, holisticretreat.com, MVDietDetox.com, and go on MV Diet Detox, grab your book and grab your kit and start after the holidays. Start immediately, not in February, start in January. And I love to see you at the retreat.
I love it. Dr. Ronnie, thank you for joining us here. I want to thank all of you for tuning us in and turning us on. If you've missed any part of this, make sure you check out all the shows that Dr. Ronnie and I have done by going to the drpatshow.com. And remember, everyone, I have some incredible people filling in for me the next 2 weeks. Unlike a lot of shows, I will tell you that we are not going to be playing a whole bunch of encore shows that you've heard before. We have got some new stuff coming at you, getting ready for 2012. Dr. Ronnie is part of our plan. We'll see you all next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
stepping down. Your soapbox is way too high overgrown. You can barely see the ground or touch the sky. Your high horse is taken north and left of you, nowhere to be found. Better off dead, or so you said, but don't worry, we all fall down somehow.
Oh, someday, not somehow, not maybe.